Markets head into Thursday with investors preparing for one of the week's biggest macro events as U.S. June non-farm payrolls take center stage following a mixed run of economic data and a clear message from global central bankers that inflation remains the priority. U.S. equity futures have come off a little in the recent session with weakness concentrated in AI infrastructure names after Meta's plans to commercialize excess computing capacity raised fresh questions about future demand for high-end chips. Treasury yields moved higher across the curve as investors continue to scale back expectations for near-term policy easing, helping the U.S. dollar recover broadly against most major currencies. Breaking it down, the dollar enters the session on a firmer footing despite softer-than-expected ADP employment and ISM manufacturing data. While both releases pointed to some moderation in activity, they also reinforced the picture of an economy that continues to expand at a respectable pace rather than one showing signs of a sharp slowdown. Importantly, manufacturing price pressures eased meaningfully, although markets appear reluctant to extrapolate that into a more dovish Federal Reserve outlook given Chair Warsh's continued emphasis on restoring price stability and his clear preference for limiting forward guidance. That shift in Fed communication remains an important theme, increasing the market's focus on incoming data rather than central bank signaling. Across Europe, the ECB forum in Sintra reinforced a similarly cautious message. ECB President Lagarde argued inflation risks have become more balanced, but left the door open to further tightening if necessary, while ECB officials continued to suggest another rate increase remains a realistic possibility. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey maintained a patient approach despite elevated inflation, while Bank of Canada Governor Macklem highlighted lingering financial stability risks. The common theme across major central banks was clear. Inflation has improved, but policymakers remain unwilling to declare victory and are increasingly moving away from explicit forward guidance. Currency performance reflected those dynamics, with the euro underperforming as investors weighed the prospect of further ECB tightening alongside a stronger dollar, while the pound outperformed after Bailey's comments were viewed as balanced rather than overly dovish. Dollar-yen continues to trade near four-decade highs, with yield differentials favoring the dollar, even as markets remain alert to the growing risks of Japanese official intervention should the pace of yen weakness accelerate further. On the commodities front, oil extended its recent decline after reports that OPEC is likely to approve another production increase for August, while easing fears of immediate supply disruptions in the Middle East also helped pressure prices despite ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations over the Strait of Hormuz. Gold remained relatively subdued as higher treasury yields and a firmer dollar offset lingering geopolitical uncertainty. Looking ahead, all of the attention now shifts to today's U.S. labor market report. Following recent resilient economic data, the balance of risks arguably favors another solid employment reading, although expectations have become increasingly one-sided. As a result, markets may prove more sensitive to any downside pressure. Beyond the headline payrolls figure, average hourly earnings could ultimately carry the greatest policy significance, with wage inflation likely to be a key determinant of whether markets continue to price a more hawkish Federal Reserve under Chair Warsh's leadership. That's all for now.